Correction. Janfield is not the McRae House Museum but is a limestone house on College Avenue on the opposite side of where College Heights Secondary School and Centennial CVI are located. This was the home of John McRae's grandparents. Incorrect information was included in the original version of this story. Melissa McAfee was no cook when she came to Guelph 12 years ago, but as she started to work with the cookbook collection at the University of Guelph, it gave her a window into history and culture. What looks to be the oldest Guelph cookbook the university has is The Housewife's Library from 1883. It was published by Hubbard Brothers Publishers in Philadelphia, and the same year it was also published in Guelph by World Publishing Company. In this era, printing was expensive to do and there was a lot of copying in the U.S., said McAfee. The Cook Not Mad was the first cookbook written in English published in Canada, but it is an American cookbook, she said. Labor to create cookbooks was done in the U.S. and oftentimes copyright was ignored, so the books were published in Canada. Somebody has already taken the time to create the recipes. They're either stealing it or they're doing it with copyright, said McAfee. The Guelph Public Library is hosting an event called History Lives Here. Culinary milestones at the U of G's McLaughlin Library on November 21 from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. McAfee is an archival and special collections librarian at the U of G and will be presenting about how cookbooks can be used beyond cooking. The U of G's collection of cookbooks is about 20,000, and the Guelph cookbooks pulled for this article are from the Una Abramson collection at the university, which ranges from the 17th to 20th century. McAfee said cookbooks weren't seen as primary sources in academia up until about the 1980s. What cookbooks can tell us is a lot about eating habits, culinary practices of people, religion, and historical periods. The Housewife's Library is a domestic manual aimed to describe how women should run their households. There are books a community needs, like the Bible, almanacs, and cookbooks. It's a book, a manual, that people need, but that doesn't mean it's not important. I think it's important because it's real, said McAfee. Knowing The Housewife's Library was published in Philadelphia, she thinks it could have been created with an American perspective in mind and not a Canadian one. She's probably right, since there are recipes in it under the jellies, jams, and preserves section for preserved quinces, pineapple, pears, and watermelon preserves. Some of the fruits would be difficult to grow here, so getting to preserve them wouldn't be possible. Of the collection, Driver thinks the King's Daughters cookbook and domestic helps by Guelph Circle of King's Daughters likely has the most Guelph identity tied to it out of the other Guelph cookbooks. The reason being is because it's a community cookbook and was made by the Guelph community as a fundraiser to help charity, missions, General Hospital, Elliott Home, and wherever the call is made, in our own city or elsewhere, read the preface of the book. In Driver's book, she detailed there is a copy of the book which is inscribed in black ink, Agnes Taylor Gow from Janet McRae, Janefield, Christmas 1908. Another inscription, this time in ballpoint pen, is Julie Pope. Janet was Guelph's John McRae's mom, and Janefield was his grandparents' house on College Avenue. The recipes in the book were tested and the community contributed to it. What McAfee found interesting from the book were the advertisements. There were advertisements for the Bell Piano, Robert Stewart Limited, and other Guelph companies. The only noticeable used part of the book was the pie section, with pie filling recipes for custard, cream, and lemon pies. Names S. Naismith, Miss Jessie T. Hill, and Mrs. K. McLean were credited to the recipes. If you see a cookbook in pristine condition, you have to wonder, did they ever cook from it, said McAfee. I think what is interesting, besides the instructions for doing cooking and other things, is just indications are sort of a guidepost to how people were spending their time during that period of time, especially women, said McAfee. Looking through Guelph community cookbooks can show how ingredients and cooking practices change over time. Today, a community cookbook could have recipes people can make in a microwave. Now that McAfee is into cooking, she makes poached salmon in a microwave.